Saturday, September 13, 2008. Group leaves to lobby for UN bid. How can he, Minister of Foreign Affairs Francisco O, say such a thing when great harm has been done? To avoid angering Beijing, Taiwan has dropped its request for full representation in the UN. Cai Tongrong, Democratic Progressive Party legislator. Taiwan is a sovereign state and fully qualifies for a seat in the UN, a group of lobbyists said in Taipei yesterday before leaving for New York to launch their annual campaign to promote the nation's UN bid. Led by Democratic Progressive Party legislators, Tu Xingze and Cai Tongrong, the 26-member delegation is expected to arrive at UN headquarters in Manhattan tomorrow. The 63rd session of the UN General Assembly will open on Tuesday. The group slammed President Ma Ying-jeou for downgrading Taiwan's status and giving in to China's demands after taking office in May. Instead of bidding for full membership in a global body like the nation has in the past, the Ma administration said this year Taiwan is only seeking meaningful participation in activities under UN specialized agencies. Diplomatic truths. Cai also lambasted Minister of Foreign Affairs Francisco O, Ou Honglian, for saying on Thursday that the diplomatic truce Taipei has initiated with Beijing has done no harm to Taiwan. How can he say such a thing when great harm has already been done? To avoid angering Beijing, Taiwan has dropped its request for full representation in the UN, Cai said. He said that without UN membership, it would be impossible for the nation to participate in any UN agency activity. Yan Jianglong, a member of the group, said China was the only obstacle to Taiwan gaining UN representation. China factor. Once the China factor is removed, Taiwan would be in the UN right away. The opinion of all other nations on the issue has little significance. It's just China, Yan said. A pan-blue supporter mocked the group's efforts, saying the lobby was just an excuse for a tour to the U.S. East Coast. The lawmakers are just staging a show to prop up their popularity, the man said, but declined to give his name. If they really wanted to do something for Taiwan, they would stop creating factions within society, he said.